The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 15th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
In the stage in which the consciousness of the living entity is attracted by the three modes of material nature is called conditional life. But when that same consciousness is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is situated in the consciousness of liberation.
Chita khallasya bandhaya muktaye chatmano matam guneshu saptang bandhaya ratang vapunsu muktaye. Two words, bandhan, bondage, and mukti, liberation. So, people in ignorance, dull-headed, mura, they do not know what is mukti and what is bandhan. What is liberation and what is bondage? They do not know. Just like animal. The animal, he does not know, the dog, that I am bound up in this dog's body. This is bondage. This is not my life. He does not know. Similarly, a human being, if he does not know what is bondage and liberation, then he is animal. From animal life, this human life is evolved. For understanding this, what is mukti and what is liberation? So mukti and liberation, if you keep your consciousness materially affected, guneshu saktam, material world means the three qualities, triguna, gunamayi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, gunamayi, mamo maya, mami vaja prabhadante maya me tankar, trivi gunamayi bhavoi. We are being conducted in this material world by three gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Out of these three gunas, the satagun is the best knowledge, the qualification of Brahman. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma sabhavaja. One who has developed satagun, then the following qualification will be found in him. He is be truthful and controlled of the mind, of the senses, satta, sama, dhamma, titikha, tolerant, arjava, simplicity, jnanam, full knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge in life, astikam, to have full faith in the authority of the Vedas, that is called astikam. Astikam and nastikam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained what is nastikam and what is astikam. According to Vedic understanding, anyone who does not believe in the Vedas, he is called Nastik. Just like Buddha philosopher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedna Maniya Bodha Hoila Nastik. Ved. Lord Buddha, he defied Vedic authority. His mission was different. He wanted to stop animal killing. Sadaya Ridaya Dar Sitapasu Ghatam. The Supreme Lord became so much afflicted by terribly people being attached to killing animals, as they are now doing also. So he was compassionate to stop animal killing in the so-called sacrifice. But in the Vedic sacrifices, in some cases, there is recommendation of animal killing. That animal killing does not mean killing the animal and eat. No. It was a test. An old animal was put into the sacrificial fire, and the animal would come in new body, young. That is animal. But to test the Vedic mantra, whether it is properly chanted, then the result will be that if you put one old body, it will come new body. So, such kind of brahmana is not available in this age, Kali Yuga. Jagik brahmana. They by mantra they would ignite fire. Fire was not required matches by mantra. Similarly, by mantra, the old body of an animal will turn to be young. But because the jagdik brahman cannot do that, there is no yoga, not possible. Therefore, these kind of yogas are prohibited in this Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the only one yoga is this Sankirtana. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prajai Jajanti Hi Sumedha. Those who are intelligent persons, they know this kind of yoga will not be successful. Because people do not know, they cannot chant the mantras rightly, neither there is facility. So many things. Therefore, in this age, dull age, the only concession is to perform Sankirtana Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana. And Yajna means to worship the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Yajnai. Varnasama Charvata Purushina Parapuma. Vishnu Aradhate. The real purpose is to worship Lord Vishnu. Nanna tattva sukam. So therefore performance of yoga is required. So this yoga in this age, Kali Yuga, is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Yajnai Sankirtanai. Congregation in the, as we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is performance of yoga. So, by performance of this yoga, the result will be the cheta darpana marjanam. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyamadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam pratipadam purnam mritasvadanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. By chanting Lord Krishna's name, that is also confirmed in the Shastra, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajat. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Sukadeva Goswami, there are so many faults in this age. Some of them are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as I was describing yesterday, that durbhikha, anavishti durbhikha karapirita, akhipta, achinna daradravina gacchanti girikana. The Kali Yuga will be so much disturbing that people will be harassed, especially by three things. Anavrishti, there will be practically no rainfall. It is stated that there will be cloud in the sky. When there is no rainfall, people will be hankering after, just like sometimes we hanker after rain in summer season, looking after when rainfall will come. The people will be disappointed. There will be cloud, there will be thundering, bold, but there will be no rain. This time will be like anavrishti. Anavrishti and durvikha. And if there is anavrishti, scarcity of rain, certainly there will be no food grain production, as it is now we are feeling. Food grain production, 8 rupees kilo rice. So why? The food grain is shorting. Tanavishti, durbhikha and karopirita. And people will be harassed by government taxes. Karopirita. Government will dasya dharma bhi. It is said the government means a gang of rogues and thieves. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They'll plunder. The rogues and thieves, they seek opportunity secretly. And government by law, they will plunder. And still they will go on as big minister. This is all stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The people will be so harassed in this age that out of disgust they will give up their family life. Achinna daradravina gacchanti girikana. Sikaramiva hi udbahe. There will be no marriage. This is also Vedic culture, to get married. But there will be no marriage. One woman, one man will live together by agreement. And as soon as the agreement is finished, they will be separate. That is now very prominent in Western countries. Shikara meva yudvaya. There is no such thing. Just like the father of the girl, they will find out a suitable boy. And the father of the girl, they will also find out. In the horoscope, formerly these things were very current. Without there is, I mean to say, coincidence of the horoscope, that this boy and this girl would live very happily by horoscopic calculation. Then marriage would not take place. Then the family consideration, whether the boy is coming from suitable family or the girl is coming from suitable, so many things are there. Then marriage would take place. That kind of marriage is practically already stopped. Here, at the present moment, means simply agreement. I like you, you like me, that's all. Let us live together. Sikarame vahi udbahe. Dampatye ratime vahi. Husband and wife's relationship means sex. There is no other purpose. As soon as there is some difficulty in sex enjoyment, they will be separate. These are all mentioned. Lavanyam kesadharam. Now, in the Western countries here also, they are keeping long hair. But that will be beauty. Lavanyam kesadharam. Lavanyam means luster of the body. The people will think if I keep long hair, then I have become very beautiful. The hippies, you see, long beard, long hair, they are thinking we have become very beautiful. So these are all stated. Sutra meva hi Viprate. A Brahman means having a 2 pies worth of thread. That's all. Thread. Simply to possess one thread, one becomes Brahman. Simply by changing the dress from white to saffron color, one becomes sannyasi. No, there are duties of sannyasis. Or the Brahman, or the Grihastha, Vanaprastha, there are duties. So in this way, Kali Yuga is polluted. Everything is contaminated, polluted. It is called the ocean of faults. Because life is meant for liberation. If one is not interested in liberation simply for sense gratification, that is conditional life. They do not know it. But here it is stated that chita khalu asya bandhaya muktaye atmana matam. The consciousness is the main principle, either for conditional life or for liberation, consciousness. We are proposing Krishna consciousness movement means liberation. Liberation. What liberation? Liberation means to stop repetition of birth and death. They do not have idea that birth and death can be stopped. They think it cannot be stopped. More big scientists. They cannot stop. Bhagavan Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that you should keep in your front 4 different types of miserable condition. What is that? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. You may be very advanced in scientific knowledge, but where is the possibility of stopping these 4 principles of miserable condition of life? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Dukkha doshanu darshanam. They are not interested. But when we can stop these 4 principles of miserable condition, namely, no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age, that is called liberation. You can have it. Simply, you have to clear your consciousness. You have to clear your consciousness. How to clear? Guneshu sakta bandhaya. If you become conscious of these 3 material modes of nature, then it is for bondage. Ratamva bhumsi muktaya. And when your consciousness is Krishnaized, simply think of Krishna, then it is liberation. Clear idea. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to keep the mind and consciousness always in Krishna. Pungshi. Pungshi. Pungshi means the Supreme Personality of God. He is a person. He is a male, not female. Pungshi. Purusha. Purusha, not stri. When Krishna was realized by Arjuna, he addressed him, Purusham, Shasat, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavittam, Paramam, Bhava. Purusham, God is Purusha, not female. Purusha means enjoy, and Prakriti means enjoy. Everything is enjoyed by the Supreme Purusha. We are also Prakriti. That is also state. We are not Purusha. This dress may be, that is Maya, illusion. Actually, we are Purusha and Prakriti mean. Here, the so-called woman is also Purusha. Purusha means enjoy. The woman, they are also thinking how to enjoy. And man is also thinking how to enjoy. Therefore, imitation, Purusha, But actually that prakriti, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritiṃ para. The living entity is that prakriti. And they are trying to be purusha, enjoy. This is material world. Therefore they are attached to the three gunas. Because they want to enjoy this material. Artificially trying to become purusha. Purusha means enjoy. As such, they are attached to this material world. And material world means guna, three guna. And according to attachment, they are getting different types of bodies. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmajanish. Why there are different types of bodies? Why one living entity is dog and why one living entity is first class, brahmana? Because karanam gunasanga asya. One who has got a learned Brahmin's body, that means he has associated with the modes of nature, goodness, sattva, svama, dhamma, tritikha. This is elevation. If one is in the modes of goodness, then he can understand gradually what is God, what is Krishna. Otherwise, in the modes of passion and ignorance, nobody can understand what is God. Not only that, even from material prosperity, if one is situated in the modes of goodness, then he can be elevated to the higher planetary system. Sargalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Sattalok, Urdhanga, Chanti, Sattasva. So these are needed. Anyway, even if you go to the Brahma Loka, that is not also perfection. Abrahma Bhavana Lokan Punaravartinam. There is no benefit, because there also the four principles of miserable condition, Janma Mitra Jarabhyadi, they are there. Even in the Brahma Loka, Brahma also dies. Brahma also takes birth. You know it. Brahma, he also took birth from the lotus flower generated from the navel of Vishnu. So there was birth. And when Brahma will die, whole material cosmic manifestation will be finished. So he has also birth and death, and old age and disease. And the small ant or insect, it has also the same disease, old age, birth and death. So one has to become free from this bondage, because we are eternal. Na jayate na amiyate, Bhagavad Gita says. The living entity never takes birth, never dies. Then why even Brahma is dies? Brahma is also dying. That is material life. That is bondage. Bandhan. Guneshu sakta bandhaya. That one should not think that I have got millions of years duration of life, therefore I am liberated. No. Brahma, he has got millions of years as one day, 12 hours, our 12 hours. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhajat brahmano vidu. So he is also subjected to birth and death. That is conditional life. Now we have forgotten this. We Indians, Bharatiya, we have got these advantages, the perfect knowledge given by the Vedic literature, by great rishis and Bhagavan Swayam, Kapil Dev, Bhagavan Krishna. We are neglecting, we have become so unfortunate. There is a poet has said, the apandhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage porer kache. We have lost our own culture, now we are beggar. We are going to foreign countries to beg something. Of course, I have gone to foreign countries not to beg, but to give. Others go there to beg. Give me grain, give me money, give me soldier. But we have not gone. We have God to give them. Therefore, these European Americans are attracted. Because I am giving them, not taking from them. That is the difference. They have seen many big, big persons go to the foreign countries only to beg. But nobody goes there to give. So the Indian culture is so rich that you can give to the whole world. Whole world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. They are getting life. The Krishna consciousness means getting life. They are exhausted with this materialistic way of life. They are getting some new life. that is one. Because muktaye, we living entities, we are by nature liberated. There is no question of birth and death, old age and disease. Mamai vāṃśa jīva bhūta. We are part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So how there can be birth and death and old age and disease? Sacchidānanda vigraha. Krishna is Sacchidānanda vigraha. Īśara parama Krishna. Sacchidānanda vigraha. Anādi rādi govinda. Anādi. There is no question of birth and death. So we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also of the same nature. Equal in quality, not in quantity. So why should he suffer this birth and death? Therefore, in the beginning of Kapil Dev's instruction, he said, yoga adhyatvitaṁ pumiṣaṁ jato nisraśāya. That is yoga. What is that? That is explained. That adhyatmika, to save the soul. The soul is entrapped in this body, material body, and to save it. No more death, no more birth, no more old age. That is what? That is perfect yoga. So how this perfect yoga can be achieved? That is explained in this verse. Pungsi, ratangva pungsi muktaya. If your consciousness is attached to Krishna, only thinking of Krishna, that will give you liberation. Satatam kirtayantam maam jatantascha dhirabhrata. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Always chanting about me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you.